Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, December 20th, 2013, and today we continue our look at the Federal Reserve in the last days before its 100th birthday. It is often said that the dollar rules the world, but what is not often realized is that the Federal Reserve rules the dollar. Here we are now, 100 years into this system where a handful of unelected bankers run the economy, set interest rates, and determine the economic futures for hundreds of millions of Americans. The Fed held its Federal Open Market Committee meeting this week and decided to taper its quantitative easing, or money printing if you prefer. The $85 billion a month, or $1 trillion a year, the Fed is printing to buy U.S. debt will be tapered to $75 billion per month. Why would the Fed taper when the U.S. economy is staggering along with unemployment still high? In fact, if Fed money printing is such a good thing, then why taper at all? Why not print more and more and more? Perhaps it's because the Fed realizes the long-term disastrous effects of what it is doing and what it has done, and it wants to test the waters to see if it can be reduced. Little by little, the Fed also announced that interest rates will still remain near zero, no matter what the unemployment rate. I have no doubt that incoming Fed Chairman Janet Yellen has all this in hand and under control. She is President Obama's pick to succeed Ben Bernanke as chairman of the Fed's Board of Governors. Ms. Yellen is currently vice chairman of the Fed, and she is a former CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. She was also chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors under President Clinton. She is considered to be a dove in Fed speak. That means she is more concerned with unemployment than she is interest rates. She is a Keynesian economist and a committed money printer. Replacing Janet Yellen as vice chair will be Stanley Fisher. Mr. Fisher is a dual American-Israeli citizen and former head of the Central Bank of Israel. He left Citibank to run Israel's central bank. Mr. Fisher is also formerly number two at the International Monetary Fund and was formerly chief economist at the World Bank, so his globalist credentials are impeccable. The Fed will be in good hands with Ms. Yellen and Mr. Fisher. They believe in QE forever, QE infinity. Now the printing is scheduled at $900 billion per year. The scam continues. Well, folks, I'll close this podcast with a few words from the Fed's greatest critic, Dr. Ron Paul. Quoting Dr. Paul, "Now we are reaping the noxious effects of a century of loose monetary policy as our economy remains mired in mediocrity and utterly dependent on a stream of easy money from the central bank. A century ago, politicians failed to understand that the financial panics of the 19th century were caused by collusion between government and the banking sector. The government's growing monopoly on money creation, high barriers to entry into banking to protect politically favored incumbents, and favored treatment for government debt combined to create a rickety, panic-prone banking system. Had legislatures known then what we know now, we could hope that they never would have established the Federal Reserve System. Today, however, we do know better. We know that the Federal Reserve continues to strengthen the collusion between banks and politicians. We know that the Fed's inflationary monetary policy continues to reap profits for Wall Street while impoverishing Main Street. We know that the current monetary regime is teetering on a precipice. 100 years is long enough. End the Fed." Well, Dr. Paul, thank you for that. And that is the way I see it, folks. Friday, December 20th, 2013. Until next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.